Welcome back to Seinfeld. No, it's the roundtable panel on WAMC, 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ray Graff here in for Joe Donahue. It's the roundtable panel today, and what a panel today. This is our all-star lineup. Alan Shartok is here. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Raymond. It's always great to see you. You look like a very, very smart person.
Really?
Yeah.
And looks can be deceiving. Rosemary Armeo is here. She's Albany journalism professor and investigative reporter and a political consultant, Libby Post, here. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Somebody wrote to us yesterday, Raymond, and said that the video was working again. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
You don't know that either?
Well, I was out yesterday.
Is it possible?
Rob, our engineer, is telling me the slides work, but the cameras are not hooked up.
I see. Okay.
So if you are just tuning in, boy, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. But no, the video is connected to our new control room, which is under construction. And it'll all be back soon.
Wait, I want to hear about the guy who wrote in. What was he seeing? He wasn't seeing actual.
He must have been seeing what Ray said, which was
slides. So computer generated graphics.
Oh, I see. God, we're in all sort of format, aren't we?
Oh, we certainly are. Now, Seattle College poll shows former New York Senator Hillary Clinton leading Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by 10 percentage points among the state's Democratic voters. Ahead of Tuesday's primary, the poll shows Clinton favored by 52% of likely voters, compared with 42% for Bernie Sanders, down from 55-35 in March. Among likely Republican voters, the Siena poll shows New York City businessman Donald Trump backed by 50%, followed by 27% for John Kasich and 17% for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The big news, here's the headline from the Daily News today.
Why we chose Hill over Bernie.
The Daily News editorial board.
Surprise, surprise.
And so did you read did anybody have a chance to read this rather forceful editorial today?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
all right,
Professor.
Let's go to our Hillary.
We're ready for the quiz.
Our Hillary partisans and weigh in on this. Libby, you first.
Well, I thought they hit a number of nails on their respective heads around her ability to understand foreign policy, her ability to understand the challenges that the middle class is facing, and actually her ability to govern and have a clear recognition of the challenges that are before her. And I was surprised. I didn't get to read the whole transcript of the Bernie editorial board meeting, but I was surprised how little facts and real plans he had going into that editorial board meeting. You know, I don't know if that's just his campaign and it's just a lot of platitudes and nice slogans, or if he thought that the Daily News was what it used to be, so which was pretty right wing, so he wouldn't have to really prepare for it. But the new editor is very much to the center and left, and you can tell by all the covers that they've done skewering Trump. So I was surprised that he didn't come in better prepared for his interview, and that portends to what he would be like in the White House. And you know, I know that people will be upset with that, but when you go for an editorial board meeting, I don't care if it's the New York Post, the Daily News, or the Seattle Sun-Times or whatever it is out there, you have to be prepared.
Well, I think it was a forceful, really well-written editorial. You're not going to be surprised to hear. I completely agree with it. I think I've said many of the same things, so not so eloquently. I don't think it'll mean very much. I can already hear Alan getting ready to say, of course, it's no surprise. They've been against Bernie all along. So, unfortunately, editorials don't make a big difference.
Still, the Daily News used the word fantasist, which is pretty impressive.
That. Yeah, I did love that. The one thing out of both the endorsement, which brings it up again, and the transcript, which I did read, is I would love to find out if Bernie ever really did go to the GE plant in Rutland, Vermont, I believe it is. He has something of a feud going on with GE because he told the Daily News that they were contributing to the moral decline of the country by shipping jobs out. And they go, he didn't even bother to come and see this place. So Bernie says, yes, he did. The company says, we have no records of it. My point is, only once? He was senator for 30 years. Only once he went to it? Either way, he doesn't look good in this.
Well, why is it so important that he went if, in fact, they're arguing over whether they were doing outsourcing of jobs?
They haven't been doing outsourcing for 30 years, Alan. What support did he show to the workers that he professes to love
right.
so much?
All right, I want to let Rosemary finish, but I do want my ups.
You can have it.
I have one other thing, but you go first.
No, please.
Well, this is a roundtable discussion. Let's let Alan have a few words, and then we'll go right on back to you two.
Okay, well, as you know, we know that both Libby and Rosemary are fierce proponents of... Well, you are fierce.
And I'm sorry, that's
you're
sexist.
Fierce proponents.
You're fierce proponents.
By the way, I don't think I'm nearly as fierce as the two of you guys are, but you're fierce Hillaryites.
Feminist rant.
That's sexist.
Almost biblical Hillaryites.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But I have to say that the Daily News fits into this pattern which I have seen for a long time. Janice just wrote, by the way, Libby, in response to something you said, Bernie was not our senator for 30 years. So that's the point.
That was
sorry, all those women look alike anyway.
Ooh, it's getting a little bit.
It is getting nasty.
But the point really is that there is a centrist tradition, the New York Times, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and others, which are, we like the capitalist system. We want to stay with the capitalist system, but we want to make sure that everybody gets enough so that they don't want to overthrow the capitalist system. That's what it is. And that's why I spoke earlier this morning about Bernie's trip to Franklin Delano Roosevelt's home at Hyde Park to show that he was in that tradition also. But I don't think the Daily News believes him. Which is why they call him a fantasist.
Well, yeah. What they said was, on April 19th, New York Democrats will have unusual say over the party's nominee. They have in Clinton a super-prepared warrior realist. They have an opponent, Bernie Sanders, a fantasist who's at passionate war with reality. That's pretty strong stuff.
Well, what it means is that Bernie has an overriding sense of what could be done in this country with the banks and with healthcare and with higher education that Hillary doesn't share. She says she's an incrementalist, and she probably is. We have to take baby steps in order to get where we're going. Now, one of the reasons that Bernie is so popular with so many people in this country, as is Trump, by the way, is that they are dissatisfied with the system that we now have. They think it is time for giant steps and not baby steps.
The issue is whether or not Sanders would be able to accomplish anything, and I doubt that would happen. But I do want to just go back to what Rosemary said in terms of that endorsements don't really mean much. I think that they do. I think that they add to the momentum that a candidate has. And while they might not provide the amount of votes that they once did, it's better to get them than to not. And I know that, in local races here, the TU endorsement is coveted, not so much that it's going to guarantee a win, but just that it's better for the newspaper to be saying good things about a candidate than bad things about a candidate. And the same thing goes here. This, for the undecideds, this will not be good for Bernie.
Well, I don't really believe in undecideds. I think everybody knows what they're going to do. They just say they're undecided to get better, to get on TV and things. But I wish that were true. And, of course, it's better to get them than not. But this isn't going to move anybody.
I don't know. Margie just wrote and said, how dare you allege, Rosemary, how dare you allege that Bernie Sanders does not genuinely care for the constituents he, quote, professes to love so much? Maybe he wasn't prepared for that. Maybe he didn't even visit the GE plant as often as you think he ought to have. But no one in capital letters can say that he is not dedicated, authentic, and a passionate supporter of the people.
Well, an authentic person would not say he visited if he didn't, which is what GE is alleging. This isn't me saying it.
GE. Look, when you're done with this profession, you can become the slack for GE.
Oh, for Pete's sake. The email address here is roundtable@wamc.org. Roundtable@wamc.org, especially if you have read the Daily News editorial. And it really was forth- forceful. I'll read a quote here. Subjected to meaningful scrutiny for the first time, the senator from Vermont proved utterly unprepared for the Oval Office while confirming that the central thrusts of his campaign are politically impossible as a basic premise. And again, this is quoting from the Daily News editorial board. As a basic premise, Sanders calls for enormously expanding the federal government's role in American life, supported by equally huge tax increases, most of them falling on the wealthy, but also hammering average middle-income earners to the tune of $4,700 a year.
That's right.
It's a little la-la land.
I don't know that it's la-la land. It is what he is saying. Look, we are one of the only industrial countries in the world that had taken this long to have any kind of comprehensive health care, you know, at all. He says it should be, you know, it should be a better system, which a lot of people are saying, both on the right and the left, and that we can do better, and that we should pay for it. He's not fooling around about that. We should pay for it. There are Scandinavian countries where, which taxes the people at a level that we don't even believe is you know, possible, but they do it.
Yeah, and that's more of why many people, including me, consider him a fantasist. You cannot compare the United States to any country in Scandinavia. It's much larger. It's much more
diverse.
It will not support that taxing level. It just won't happen. And while we're at it, you know, our healthcare system is totally whacked. I'm not a fan of what Obama did with Obamacare, but he got a plan in, and Bernie doesn't have anything that's fundable or passable, nor does Paul Ryan or any of the Republicans for that matter. So Hillary, who once did ask for the same thing, promote the same thing, has now said, okay, we're going to work with this. That seems to me the way to go. And she's also calling for, by the way, maternity care. If you want to talk about how backward the U.S. is, we're the only industrialized country who doesn't have that.
And what makes any of you think that Hillary is going to fare better with the Republicans in Congress? Are you kidding? They hate her.
All right, stand by. We'll take a break here. Email address is roundtable@wamc.org. It's the Roundtable panel. We'll check the letters in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from ClipCentric Albany, a local video services division of ClipCentric, producing video advertisements for businesses throughout the capital region for web, mobile, and TV. Albany.ClipCentric.com. Utica College, working to help solve the college affordability issue with its tuition reset initiative, utica.edu/affordable. Albany Realty Group, a local woman-owned real estate company since 2003, educating and counseling sellers and buyers throughout the real estate transaction, albanyrealtygroup.com. And Berkshire Bank, providing banking, insurance, and wealth management with over 90 locations in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Vermont. Berkshire Bank, America's most exciting bank, berkshirebank.com.
Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ray Graff in for Joe. We have Libby Post here, Rosemary Armeo, and Alan Shartok. And
we had a letter, Ray, that said, Ray Graff is really funny today.
Today?
Yeah.
What did I do?
I don't know. I've seen you funny all the time. I love it when you do this because you're very funny.
All right. Well,
because you're disrespectful.
Check one for me, and let's
see
what
else.
Oh,
you like disrespect? I can help out with that.
No, but you're funny, too.
But it's a funny disrespect as opposed to a... You know, sort of
fierce,
focused laser.
Fierce disrespect.
Take his kishkas out. Disrespect.
Okay. Why don't we check the old...
okay, you want to do, check you wanna the do a little interpretation now? Translation?
Kishka. Oh, yeah, we were told no Yiddishisms without kishkas, your internal organs.
Right. That's right. Your intestines.
Say, any email?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. hey, yeah. There
right. are, there, well, let's there fill is, a few minutes with that.
Okay, so somebody apologized for something I haven't...
Okay.
Panel, do you choose your long-lost native son, returned at last, or your dad's third wife, we met when she moved into the neighborhood? Bonnie.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's
long-lost son being Bernie, then the third wife.
I don't know.
But that's a good question.
Too obtuse.
Yeah. Oh, Melania is the third wife.
Oh, I see.
John, no, it is not the issue as to whether Bernie can accomplish what he says he wants to or not. Bernie's supporters want his vision, not his practicality. He's exciting and brings us hope. Thinking that way misses the point of his campaign. FDR promised a new deal for the American people. He had no specifics, just a vision. That is what we love. And Peter says, Alan. Libby is a political consultant, but Alan is a political insultant.
Whoa, I like it. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah.
Political insultant.
Insultant.
Very well done, sir.
Uh-huh.
We love your mail.
Okay. This time. Okay, so S says, what makes us think that Hillary will fare better with the Republicans is that she and her husband have in the past.
Yep.
Get it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
They truly were.
Yep.
They know
bipartisan.
How to deal.
Yeah, they know
right.
how to deal.
Or her husband. I mean, she wasn't the president. The husband was, right?
Correct.
Can we just clarify
that? She blasted for all of his sins, too.
Right. She was a senator.
She was a senator.
And she was Secretary of State.
Well, and also there is something to be said about the fact that the president handed to her certain responsibilities mm-hmm. that in some cases she blew, in some cases not. I mean, give you an example, the health care thing. She made a mess of that, you know, and at the time. Deanne says, Dear Alan, the issue is not that Libby and Rosemary are avid supporters of Hillary, but do you think Bernie can accomplish what he's talking about? Yes, I think he can accomplish a great deal of what he's talking about. Okay, you asked the question. You got an answer.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. And
how is the
oh, well, now you want the next question, and you're not the letter
now
writer.
You want specifics, yes. just like the Daily News did.
Yeah. Oh, well
that.
Played, Libby Post. Political insultant.
No, con. Political con.
Scott says, I think Hillary will be able to work the system and get things done. Bernie, like Obama, will have interesting ideas, will accomplish little. I think, actually, that Obama's accomplished a great deal. But mm-hmm. anyway, Hillary will have had much more effective than Obama.
All right, we got to take a break here. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll break for news and be back. Praying to the good Lord above that the conversation going on right now does not go on the air. It's the Roundtable panel. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue.
Great. It's really good stuff, Joe. Are you sure we don't want that, Ray?
Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Libby Poster here. The email address is roundtable@wamc.org. And before we move on, any email that you deem worthy, Steph
yeah.
Yeoman.
Yeah. No, an undecided voter says, I am an undecided voter.
Okay.
Honestly, I know Rosemary yeah, thinks that we have all decided, but I have not. Being a woman, I tend to want to vote for Hillary, but I do love that Bernie is his own person, beholden to no one. I still think I have some time, but we'll keep on working to explore which candidate truly speaks to my needs. And that's from an anonymous, and she says, thank you for your thoughtful discussions, and that's an anonymous Democrat. By the way, I don't think she's alone.
I don't either.
I think there are an awful lot of people who just have yeah. exactly right. That
what the heck are you going to explore? What's left?
They'll
we've had so many
walk,
debates.
Well, it's a tough decision.
There are people out there who are not necessarily political like we are every day, living and breathing this stuff. They'll decide when they walk into the voting
that's not a decision.
Booth
that's
or whatever you call it now, the voting table.
If they even do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, half the people don't vote.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of them are. Okay,
it'll be
Bernie
to see
a fantasist? Bernie is not a fantasist, just different priorities. Hillary, like the Republicans, hesitates on domestic spending for health care, et cetera, but found herself able to vote for the disastrous Iraq war that cost Americans trillions of dollars and could well lead us into another war. Let me just riff on that for one moment.
Okay. Oh, you're going to riff?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
On that. And that is, you may remember that Chuck Schumer, when he voted for the Iraq incursion, decided to come to the Lyndon Norris Auditorium and to make his announcement. And it took, I thought, tremendous courage. I didn't agree with him, but I thought it took courage to do that. The Hillary people were there looking at the way this went. And, of course, you may remember that I got somebody attacked me with a cup of hot scalding
oh, yeah.
coffee. You remember that whole thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Hillary people decided not such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I really admired Schumer, Chuck, for coming in and saying what he thought. He knew it was not going to be an easy
thing. Do you admire Hillary for voting in a way that was wrong, but
no.
she plainly thought was the right thing to do?
No.
Okay, what's the difference?
No, the difference was that Chuck came
to WAMC, that's the difference.
Yeah.
And publicly said to people something that he knew was going to be unpopular, but I have always admired him for that. Okay, dear Roundtable, specifics, really? Dear Roundtable, Alan is correct. We should stop there.
Well, yeah.
And now for something completely different. In my memory, I cannot recall any presidential candidate that ever came out with anything more than a general outline of any plan that one could say was specific enough about anything.
Oh, you have to be kidding. Do you remember Al Gore, who was a complete policy wonk? I didn't have to go back very far at all for that. Right. That's not true.
Yeah. Okay, well.
It worked out well for him.
I was going to say, but okay, I said, because we get 10,000 letters from people saying Al Gore
except for the nine different ways they counted.
Pretty limited. Can you think of one presidential candidate who ever came out with specifics?
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Rosemary gets a point.
Thank you.
One mark.
I'm fierce today.
For Rosemary. Okay, dear Roundtable, last year Bernie Sanders announced his support for a bill called Keep It in the Ground Act. This bill would ban all new fossil fuel development in U.S. federal lands. It would also ban offshore drilling for oil in the Arctic and the Atlantic. And I suppose it also means that we would have to continue to import oil from other countries where they don't have those rules, right?
Yes.
That's always seemed interesting
or
to me.
Or burn dung in our mud huts. I mean, those are the two options.
That's why they say you're funny, Ray.
Yeah.
Or burn dung in our mud huts. I love it. Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Dear WAMC.
Hi, panel. Stephen Pitfield here. Assuming that Trump wins the most votes, but another candidate gets the nomination through a brokered convention, do you think the Republican voters and fall in line and vote red no matter? If not, how does that impact the national election? Oh, I think if Trump puts the message out that he was screwed unfairly, it's going to cost the Republicans a lot of votes. I do.
Yeah, I think they won't vote.
I think that there. You talk about undecided voters. I think that there is a significant
Trump support.
No, I'm saying is I think there is a not insignificant slice of Republican voters who are looking at the options here, assuming Kasich is not nominated, and saying, "Oh gosh, you know, maybe Hillary's not that." Maybe I'll just have to cast that
We've
vote.
Seen some anecdotal evidence of
We're
that.
We're seeing it.
Yeah. Right, right. What is that smell? Is that burning dung?
Right. I mean, Laura Bush
this is not inferred a mud
it at an event she was at.
Okay. Robert says, I'm not sure whom I will vote for yet. My heart is with Bernie, but I also like Hillary. But Bernie supporters are so annoying. I am now leaning towards Hillary just to spite them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
Go. That is true.
Political insultant.
Oh, boy.
Is that it?
Okay, Grace says. Do you want me to be done?
No, I'm full of DayQuil. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
DayQuil?
Yeah.
He's fighting a flu.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good times. And you'll all get it now.
Well, not only will we all get it, but I probably gave it to you last week.
Yeah, you did.
What's the incubation time?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
But all my children have it. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel says, Hillary has the support of the Democratic congressional members. Bernie does not. Who in Congress will carry Bernie's legislative agenda and push it? Who has endorsed Bernie in Congress? By the way, there's an interesting point, which is almost the entire establishment, the Democratic establishment, liberals, conservative Democrats, they've all endorsed Hillary.
There's an editorial in the New York Times, a senator from Oregon, I believe, who says why I'm supporting Bernie. I think it's in there today.
Yeah,
I forget the guy's name.
Yeah. Well,
it's in the New York Times.
Says Judy, I'm a politically active woman who is still undecided. I take my choice very seriously. I vote in every election. I voted for Hillary in 2008 and originally planned to vote for her, but I'm inspired by all the passion in Bernie's campaign. And then more, but too many, too much.
Okay.
It is what Hillary will get done that scares me. She's an interventionist that is quick to meddle in regime change and, according to President Carter, has done little work toward peace as Secretary of State. And there is that and much more in that letter and all like that. Okay, up to you. Ray, did you want me to pass the baton over to you?
Well, no. I mean, I could say that the email address is roundtable@wamc.org.
Right.
If you want to send something in, we may or may not read it. House Speaker Paul Ryan definitively ruling out a bid for president this year, telling the GOP, count me out. In a statement at the Republican National Committee, Ryan said if the party can't choose a nominee on the first ballot, the eventual choice should only be a candidate who participated in the primaries. Ryan has faced persistent speculation that he could emerge as the GOP nominee from a contested Republican convention. He told reporters, I simply believe that if you want to be the nominee to be the president, you should actually run for it.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
Okay, here's what. Ryan also said, as we all know by now, it's got almost banal, that he was not under any circumstances going to take the speakership, and then he took it. You don't say yes till you're asked.
Right.
You know, you don't say, if mm-hmm. you take me to the prom, then I'll, you know,
beg your pardon? Where are you going with this?
Yeah.
Either a man or a woman gets asked to the prom, right?
Okay.
You don't go out and say, I will not go to the prom with him if he didn't ask. I mean, it's just dumb.
Oh, I see. I see.
So give it up, will you please? And then Narcissa says, I know Mr. Shartok bristles at the idea of Sanders supporters being sexist, but listening to yesterday's Vox Pop, the number of Bernie supporters who were willing not to vote or vote for Trump if Senator Sanders wasn't the nominee, you can't deny that at least a significant segment being sexist. Okay, there you go. And Beryl says, Rosemary, what's wrong with fierce? Fierce is awesome, strong, and you are fierce. Be proud of it. And you are fierce for Hillary. Alan isn't being sexist. It's a compliment. Fierce doesn't mean not compassionate or kind. It means empowered. And that's
wow.
from Beryl.
There you
Call
go.
Me Amazon.
True,
but
there you
I
go.
Just have to be in the room when he says it to
yeah.
look at his face.
No, that's not.
You know
that's
I did
not
take
fair.
It as a compliment.
That's not fair
you
to Alan
right.
in this
you
case.
Right.
I mean, I'm all for taking shots at Alan, but I think he didn't mean anything by it in this case, in this particular case.
Well, I meant
case.
Something by
yes,
it.
Yes, you certainly did.
Yeah, don't absolve him, please. Right.
Well, I mean, there are a million other sins that I won't absolve him for, but that one.
And Fitzhugh says, that's right. Ray.
Yes.
Tisk tisk, he says.
Oh boy, here we go.
There's a third way. Renewables.
Oh yeah, you know what? You are correct.
Intensive development of renewables should happen whether we continue to frack or not.
I think you're absolutely right. And it's great to see
I thought it was gonna be about the dung. That's why I read it.
Solar panels going up everywhere.
Well they are. They're the signs
not
are
not at my house. I had the guy come. He took a look up at the line of trees and the house, he said, you can't have it.
Yeah, they want you to cut down the tree, and you have to have a certain roof. My house can't take it because of this.
But industrially, like if you go out to Selkirk Way, out
they're
South
everywhere.
Bethlehem,
mm-hmm.
you'll see just fields of them
by
the plants.
By the way,
great.
Are we done with Paul Ryan?
Do you, yeah. No, keep going. Do you have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I actually agree for once. Well, not about the prom part, but the rest of it I agree with.
What did he say?
He would be a good choice for them because he's young.
He would be a hard person for the Democrats to compete against, yes.
Well, he would be harder.
I think Rubio is the interesting character here.
Why?
Now, he was
asked. He's going to come back?
If you look at what Paul Ryan said, specifically, he said, I think it should be someone who actually ran.
God.
And
I don't think Rubio's going to even be in politics anymore after this past season.
Could be.
And Jeb Bush says he's not going to the convention at all, so he can't be drafted.
I think he's looking at Kasich.
You think?
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Kasich is the guy. Yeah. Why is he still in that race?
Right.
He has done
right.
nothing.
Because he thinks that he will
could
be
get
the
it
guy.
In a
he could
convention.
Get it. Right.
Oh, I was
it.
At the Capitol on Monday when he was there.
Yeah.
And I was walking through the tunnel, you know, from the Capitol to the LOB, and all these Republican senators are like hurrying, and the bells weren't ringing, session wasn't on, and it was to go see Kasich because they were
because
all there.
Because they're all hoping that he would save them from save them from the Kosex at the
Was it an open That's bar right. by any chance?
No.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. Roundtable at WAMC.org. And then you know what? We'll talk potties coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Mass Match, a locally owned dating service connecting both straight and gay singles through private matchmaking in western Massachusetts and beyond. MassMatch.com. And Bedard Brothers, featuring 7 brands in 1 Berkshire County location for over 50 years, sales and service of new or certified pre-owned cars or trucks. It's hard to beat Bedard. BedardBrothers.com.
Welcome back to the longest hour in broadcasting. It's the Roundtable panel, 9:46 on a Wednesday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe, joined today by Libby Post, political consultant, Alan Shartok, political insultant, and Rosemary Armeo, investigative reporter and very serious person and fierce in many ways. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory issued an executive order expanding anti-discrimination rules for state employees and asking lawmakers to eliminate a provision in a law limiting LGBT protections he signed 3 weeks ago. But he said yesterday he sees no need to repeal the rest of the law, which came about to overturn a Charlotte City ordinance. The state law has brought nationwide fallout on North Carolina. Corporate executives, gay rights groups, and political opponents have blasted McCrory for signing it. Some companies also have scaled back their planned job expansions
there. And the boss is not going there.
No, the boss isn't going there. Bryan Singer, I think, canceled his concert in Mississippi because they did something similar.
Yeah.
Bryan Adams?
Bryan Adams, yeah. Right, Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, who is a singer.
Yeah, he is a singer, but there's also a guy named Bryan Singer.
Oh, could be. McCrory's order did expand the equal employment policy for state employees to include sexual orientation and gender identity.
What a sport.
And urged lawmakers to restore the right of all workers to sue in state court over employment discrimination. Well, Libby, you seem to be have some things to say, so
yes,
let's
I'm
hand it over to Libby.
Apoplectic over here. I mean, first of all, this law, if it gets to the Supreme Court and in a challenge to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, they will throw this law out, and then we will have protection across the land for LGBT people.
Are you sure they'll throw
it out? Yes, I do. I am pretty sure. If they have said we can marry, the problem is we can get married in some states and get fired for getting married. That's part of the issue here, you
now,
know.
Just to play the devil's advocate.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Here we go. The horns are up.
For a moment. You think that's the same. I know where I was on gay marriage and for a long, long time. But I think that some people's children and parents are insulted by the idea that the kid is going to go in and see somebody with another anatomical
thing. Why would you see anybody with any anatomical thing? You
I have
go
never seen
into
anyone.
A,
yes.
I have
oh,
never
my
seen...
Children.
A woman's
putting
vagina
somewhere, yeah.
or a man's penis right. in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, you go in, you go into the stall. Sorry, right?
No, it's fine.
Ray's getting
you
upset.
Sit
no,
down, you do your business, you leave. This whole scare tactic around transgender people going to be, you know,
invading
our bathrooms and attacking trans women who were men transitioning to women. Attacking other women is just fallacious.
Who
it's insane.
Attack anybody?
That's exactly
That's
the fear here. That's the fear.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. That's exactly
well, I think that
what
may
the
be
fear
one
is.
Of the fears.
Or,
I think...
or going after children, which just, you know, continues to perpetrate that stereotype that we're predators, which
okay.
it simply
so,
isn't true.
So let me ask you a question.
It's
let me
just
ask you, okay,
fallacious,
we got that.
All of this.
Did you say
Yes,
stop
I
it.
Did.
Stop it
I
right
did,
now.
Alan,
you cut it out.
Just for you.
I will stop
it's,
this
it's
show right now.
Spurious
I'm not kidding.
Argument that just continues hateful rhetoric against trans
No, okay.
People.
First of all, I agree with you. Second,
Good.
But second of all, then speak to me, oh wise one, about this. How come men are not allowed in with everything you say is true? I've never seen a penis. I've never seen a vagina. You know, and how come men can't just go into a woman's bathroom?
Well, I go into men's bathrooms all the time because
right.
there's usually a long line at the women's. So
that's
just
true.
Go in.
Right. You do, but it is
avoid the urinals, so they're disgusting.
Right.
Why
Plus,
disgusting?
If there were, look,
I don't know how
you know,
no,
the,
I don't
the,
want to know.
What?
If somebody identifies as a woman,
yeah,
lives their life as a woman, even yep. though they were born as a man, lives their life as a woman, they should be able to go into the woman's room, sit down, go to the bathroom.
Okay, we're off
if
that so, now.
Okay?
We're done with
so,
that now.
So in terms
I'm
of gender-free bathrooms altogether?
Yes. Colleges have them.
Yes.
Some
I don't.
Do.
I My thing is this. Take the urinals out. People can go in, use the bathrooms. Part of the problem here yeah. is that Louis Gohmert said it, the representative, he's a state rep from Texas. I'd be transitioned if it meant trans if it meant I could go into a bathroom with a woman. Part of the problem is you are still going to have men who see women as sexual prey, mm-hmm. and they're going to use this as an excuse to go into a bathroom and attack women. That's part of the problem here, but that's not a trans issue. You have more Republican men, more Republican elected officials getting in trouble in the bathrooms these days than
oh,
any trans
true.
Person who's ever gotten in trouble in the bathroom. You
there
know,
you
other
go.
Than being
so Republicans should be outlawed from
right,
bathrooms.
That's right. There should be three. Men, women, Republicans.
Well, you say three. That's a great point. I mean, you look at the Walmart solution. They have a family bathroom. Like, if you have little kids,
right.
you can
yeah.
go in. It doesn't
yeah.
matter
yeah.
who you
right.
are. You
right.
close the door, and you do your thing, and you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right. And
isn't that just a common sense
solution
to all
of this? I always found that a
problem
with little boys. If they were with me, I had to take them into the
that's
ladies'
right.
room to go.
That's
and
right.
it was, you
and
know, that's it. That's
traumatic.
They have eyes. Well, for probably. I didn't. I felt bad for the other women because they are little
yeah.
boys.
But yeah. the women are in the stall, and there's a door, and you
right.
sit
and
down,
that's
and that's
do.
It. I
yeah.
mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be adults about this. You know, part of it is, okay, oh, these people look differently. Well, when you have a trans man, a woman who has transitioned to be a man, who has a full beard, has a really great body, is that, for the Republicans who are afraid of this, is that the person you want in the bathroom with your wife? That's the question to
be
asked.
Well, you know, it's a ridiculous law.
It's insane.
It's probably unconstitutional. It's certainly unenforceable. I mean, we're going to have police in the bathrooms checking out private parts. It's crazy.
Well, Matt took great exception to you. Uh-oh. And he wrote a letter and said, urinals are, you lost me, Libby, he says. Urinals are fast and efficient. Let trans people in, but leave me my urinal so I can get in and out with the equipment I have.
Why is a urinal any different than just standing at a toilet?
There can be more of them.
We aim to please?
I don't know, do you?
Let's get into the tampon tax. I love that one.
That was great.
That wasn't even on the top of the list, but I've lost the show.
It's 20 years too late for me, but I thought it was great. That feminine hygiene products should not be taxed. They're medical or health related, and only one half of the population has to buy them anyway.
Let me ask you this.
So why do we have the burden?
Are condoms taxed?
I'm assuming so.
So that will be the next law, if that's the case.
Well, I think birth control should be both.
I think
all of
this
stuff should be.
Yes, all of it should be. But, you know, this, getting back to the trans issue and this law, it's heinous. It just continues stereotypes. But there's more to this law. The idea that we're not allowed to sue based on discrimination is just criminal. It takes away our basic civil rights of due process.
Now, I don't know. Jerry says, hi, I'm a man, and even I don't want to go into a men's room.
Maybe we should just not be allowed to go in the bathroom. You have to go in your house, and that's it.
All I can think of is the urinals at Shea Stadium just overflowing back in the old days. It was the most disgusting thing in the whole wide world.
Race Nestor says, urinals. Libby, don't take our urinals out. Unless you want pee on your toilet seat.
Okay, can we stop?
Well, one should just be a little more respectful and pick up the seat and then put it back down.
Some of the seats you can't pick up anymore. I was in Chicago the other day, and they have
when were you in Chicago?
On the way back from Memphis.
When we were in Europe, there are some, they don't have them at all.
You can't, but what happens is they now have the protective things on the toilet seats that
zoom,
just
zoom,
go
zoom.
Around,
right?
Right?
Yes.
Okay, but you can't pick those seats up, I believe. Yeah, I tried.
This has been the most repellent
roundtable
of all time.
Says, come on, you have a real problem with all of this.
Judy says condoms are not taxed.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, what did she say?
They're not taxed.
So not
if
taxed.
Condoms aren't taxed, then tampons shouldn't be taxed.
That's
either.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Who can work with possible Republican Congress? Alan, you said Republicans hate her. True on certain levels. However, when she was a senator, I was left with the impression that she had earned respect from quite a few Republican adversaries and had a collaborative relationship in several areas.
Well, this is a great question. Isn't respect a little more important than being liked?
The question is, will they go along? That's the question.
The thing is that they've spent 8 years being obstreperous, and I don't think the American people want that kind of government anymore. They want something done.
Well, what's to stop them from continuing to be obstreperous?
Well,
thank you for using that good word. I love obstreperous.
It's the people. The people want something done. The people want government to do its job.
The people may also want, by large numbers, the right to control their own bodies. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans don't say yes.
I understand.
In other words, the people may want a lot of things they don't get.
I get that. I understand that. But eight more years of gridlock is not going to be good for the Republican Party.
Well, it hasn't been good for them up to now. They're losing by momentous numbers. What?
Losing what? The presidential
polls? Under the polls, yes.
Okay, right.
Well, maybe
it's possible that we'll not have a Republican Senate, at least.
Yeah.
Election.
I mean, you'll see. I mean, they did very well in the midterms, so I think that maybe you're jumping the gun.
Well, they did very well in the midterms, but they had fewer defensible seats. Yeah. Now they've got a lot of defensible seats.
So you're on the record predicting the Republicans lose the Senate?
No, I'm on the record saying that they're going to lose a lot of seats.
Okay, can I just say one other thing about the transgender stuff and the bill? I'm not the bathrooms.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
I don't want to talk about the bathrooms anymore. I want to talk about the fact that this is just the continuation of blatant discrimination against the LGBT community. Let me finish.
Yeah, okay.
That
so
it's not just about bathrooms, and that this bill makes it about bathrooms. It's not about bathrooms. It's about the ability for people to live their lives. And this bill, is once again targeting the community, and it needs to stop.
All right, now you've said that.
Fine.
Now, if we go on to another subject, are you going to come right
back
and say...
No, I'm not. I've said my piece.
One more thing about this?
No. One more thing.
Oh, Libby, you're terrible.
All right, so there's only about a minute to go, and I'm sure we have an...
I'm telling you.
The video's not working.
Sure, we have an email or two. Why don't you read that, okay. And then we'll get the hell out of here.
Panel, sorry, they must be kept because some men with poor aim can't be trusted.
Ah, there you go.
By the look in the seat. Okay.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat. The old saying.
You know, we Williams act like kindergartners.
William says, urinals, all stand close. So Peggy says, I think many people want to push Hillary leftward and are so supporting Bernie in the primary. The consummate politician, Hillary wants to win, so Bernie's campaign is a necessity, from Peg.
Mm.
Okay, and why don't we have separate bathrooms at home? Dan,
I would love that, by the way. I love that idea.
It says here, Ray, get a handle on your doggies.
Get a handle on your doggies. I don't know what that means, but I think it's probably an old Western swing tune. And, folks, you've been listening to the last ever edition of the Roundtable Panel, and I hope you've enjoyed it.
I think they're talking about us.
Rosemary said, I'm telling Joe.
Yeah, good.
We're the doggies. I think that's what it is. He wants us to get you to get a handle on us.
That is a very sexist thing to say.
Well, you know? Especially
puppies.
All right, little doggies, we're out of here. It's the Roundtable at WAMC.org if you want to weigh in with something important about something or other. Alan, thank you. Rosemary, thank you. You were good today. Libby, you were good today. Alan?
Not so much.
We'll be back in a moment.